Sparkey today.
Michael Vick signs an endorsement deal with Nike. Fair or foul? Nike doesn't care. It's all about the money, baby. And if people are going to back Vick, they want to be in that spot. In the meantime, Sarah Palin's book, already a bestseller even before it's released. How do you figure? I'll give you the skinny on how that happened, because the first printing was 1.5 million, not even in the bookstores yet. Not a surprise, while some of us are struggling, Mr. Gates and Mr. Buffett aren't. They top Forbes' list again of the richest folks in the world and are certainly on the power list, I guess, but they're just a tad poorer. Hard for me to even say that, because how poor is poor when you have billions? I mean, billions. It's going to take billions to prop up the White House-backed health care reform measure that in some circles is tanking because there won't be a public option, while others say, hold on, not so fast. We haven't voted yet. There is a great chance that this health bill will be on track for a vote by the Senate Finance Committee by the end of the week. Enough votes actually for passage by the Senate panel. So we'll see. And again, this is what the White House was backing. So it survived yet another day of Republican challenges over illegal immigration, abortion, and a slew of other things. And of course, emotions incredibly high in Congress, just like they are in the United States of America, in every nook and cranny. So will there be a vote? Max Baucus, the man in charge, the chairman of the Finance Committee, says we're coming to closure. It's clear we're going to have something. Now, not so fast. There still is a chance that it won't happen, because what you have is you're trying to get the commitment. Are you going to vote? What are you going to do? All that other sort of stuff. But will there be a clear direction for this reworked legislation? Olympia Snow of Maine is the only Republican senator whose vote is in doubt, and she has not shown her hand. She is a massively good poker player on this one. If she votes for it, if she doesn't vote for it, could cost her in Maine. It's already cost her in Maine, I think, with some people, for the fact that she won't go with the public option. So she's voted with Democrats on some of the stuff, but and then she stepped away on others. One of the things to allow the government to dictate the types of coverage that have to be included in insurance policies. She also sided with Republicans on some of the other controversial issues concerning health care reform. And in the meantime, we have this congressman, a Democrat from Florida, Alan Grayson, who says it's the Republicans that are killing us all. Here's specifically what he said earlier in the day.
I inquired further, trying to find out exactly what the Republicans' health care plan is, and it's my duty and pride tonight to be able to announce exactly what the Republicans plan to do for health care in America. It's this. Don't get sick. That's right. Don't get sick. If you have insurance, don't get sick. If you don't have insurance, don't get sick. If you're sick, don't get sick. Just don't get sick. That's what the Republicans have in mind for you, America. That's the Republicans' health care plan. But I think that the Republicans understand that that plan isn't always going to work. It's not a foolproof plan. So the Republicans have a backup plan in case you do get sick. If you get sick in America, this is what the Republicans want you to do. Die quickly. That's right. The Republicans want you to die quickly if you get sick. Now, the Democrats have a different plan. The Democrats say that if you have health insurance, we're going to make it better. If you don't have health insurance, we're going to provide it to you. If you can't afford health insurance, then we'll help you to afford health insurance. So America gets to decide. Do you want the Democratic plan or do you want the Republican plan? Remember, the Republican plan, don't get sick. And if you do get sick, die quickly. Thank you very much, Madam Speaker.
All right, so he got a little hot under the collar, threw it on to the Republicans. You heard the description there. So at the end of the week, there could be a vote on this. What say you, America? Do you feel confident that there could be bipartisan cooperation with the full Senate? Perhaps they're talking about a vote by Columbus Day in October. Do you feel confident that it'll pass? Do you feel better about the prospect of it being a stronger piece of legislation that you'd find palatable? I'm going to speak for many of you, and I'm going to say the answer is no, no, and no. Ultimately, it's still the same thing. What are the costs? How is this going to be paid for? What is the goal, and how long will it take to accomplish that goal, and how are you changing the face of healthcare? How are you making it so-called more affordable for people? What are you doing as far as the insurance companies are concerned? I mean, they're getting a free pass in all of this. In the meantime, Afghanistan, certainly heavily on my mind, you know that. So now we've got this split deal over whether to support troops, or the increase, or use special forces, the unmanned drone aircraft on the Taliban. And the Afghan strategy, there's massive division among the people in Obama's camp. They had a closed-door meeting. We were talking about this yesterday. It's the first time Obama has had any interaction with General McChrystal since he took over the command in Afghanistan. I don't know. I would think it'd be a little bit important, but okay, now they're meeting. So they had a series of sessions. They actually had these meetings in the Situation Room, and Obama says he's not going to make any decisions on the strategy for at least a few weeks. Apparently, he's going to meet again with a security team on October 7th, and this was a three-hour meeting. No decisions about the increased troop levels were discussed. The group pretty much focused on what the goals in the country should be, and you had Hillary Clinton on hand, you had Joe Biden on hand, you had the Secretary of Defense there, you had McChrystal, obviously, as I mentioned, there as well. Here's the thing. Is Obama jeopardizing the troops by not acting a little more quickly on this request to, to either increase the troops or not? What is the deal? How long does this take to decide whether or not you're going to put more boots on the ground, right? So, can he take time to assess the situation? Certainly. Should he have met with the top dog in Afghanistan, McChrystal, before this? Come on. I mean, look, you have time to fly to Copenhagen. You could have spent a couple of hours with this general before this date. Granted, he's busy. He's in Afghanistan. I'm not saying the schedule would be easy to work out, but I think that the president could have arranged to have a couple of quick meetings anyway with McChrystal to know what was happening in Afghanistan before this point. So, the president is obligated to decide on some kind of a policy, right? And whether or not you're going to send those troops into battle, he should just do it sooner rather than later. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Serving 2 years is what you go stand for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Coming up, the High Court is going to take a look at state gun laws and a couple of other cases, Miranda rights thrown in there, anti-terrorism laws, and a few other things, too. But the Supremes agreed anyway on Wednesday to decide whether strict local anyway and state gun control laws actually violate the Second Amendment. So we're going to have another tug of war, of course, over the rights of gun owners. This was been brewing for a while. Kate Delaney, the name of the show is America Tonight. You can chime in talking about Afghanistan and just dragging heels on whether to send more troops or not. I think time is tick, tick, ticking away, and I worry about the guys that are over there that there's no decision. There are 68,000 troops in Afghanistan now, so he's come on, consider McChrystal's recommendations and get on with this. All of a sudden, geez, we're not methodical about healthcare, but we're methodical about Afghanistan. We need to sit and think about this one and as to what we're going to do. Time is not on our side. I agree with John McCain. I think he said that last week. The decision has to happen pretty quickly. So you don't want to put these guys in danger, and that's exactly what happens if this continues to drag out and there's no end game here. So if you're not going to do it, then forget about it and don't send the troops, whatever. But come up with a decision, man. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I am good. How are you?
Well, I mean, you know, you're always better when you can listen to Kate early in the morning.
Well, thank you.
I think, you know, your show is just kicking butt more and more every week. Congratulations.
You.
I know you're putting a lot of extra time in there, shed nutrition and all that stuff. You
know? I love it when you say that.
Yeah, I don't even get paid for that, you know.
I know. You just throw that out there.
But, you know, I think that we have to get to a point now where we should criticize Obama, not just if we have a chance, but make sure we are criticizing him for something solid, because what we're trying to do is win over the independents. And, you know, the independents are going to be a little bit shy of accepting constant criticism of Obama. On this Afghanistan issue, we need to look at the casualties compared to Iraq. This new general that Obama put in, first thing he did was he went over to our allies and told them they weren't fighting enough. They needed to get into the mix, okay? And, you know, the Euros don't like what's going on in Afghanistan, because unlike Iraq, the Euros are losing a lot more men there, okay?
That's right.
If you look at the percentages in Iraq, 90% of all casualties were American. In Afghanistan now, in the last couple of years, especially this year, 40% of the casualties, Kate, are coming from Europe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so these Europeans are starting to pull back from dangerous operations. And that is why this general needs another surge. Remember, this is the second surge. The first surge, remember, we already sent those troops in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He needs another surge, because the Europeans are, you know, they're just not going to stand for all these high casualties unless they can, you know, figure out a way to make money on it, or you know, explain it to the people at home.
They've but Tomas, let me stop you there, though. Don't you think, I mean, I love these soldiers. I think it's unbelievable the sacrifice that they make and then how they're often treated when they come back to the U.S. I'm not saying by the people, but I'm saying by what's happened with their families and trying to get checks and everything else that sometimes happens to the veterans. But why do we want to stay in Afghanistan if there is no strategy, no end game, no way to win this? I think if there's no way to win this, why do we want to be there another 10 years if we have people who can't show us that this is winnable?
Well, first of all, when it
Pakistan,
comes to...
that's where it has to happen.
Right. Well, let's be patient, okay, first of all right? We've only been into the first surge 3 months. Now, if you look at Iraq, I'll tell you, a great website is iCasualties.org.
I've been there. Yeah.
And so I've got two windows open now, and I'm comparing. And the first surge, we had high casualties for 3 months. Then they dropped down, okay, and because we were winning. So October is going to be a big month for U.S. forces there, all right? A big month. Already we're seeing a drop in American casualties, okay, from August. But October will be, you know, what decides if the first surge was successful or not, in my opinion. But we have to look at the long term, and then, of course, we have to look at who is in the White House. That's the bottom line is, do we trust the people in charge now? And I think, you know, every week the polls show that it just doesn't make sense what they're doing. Common sense. When things, you know, when you have a lot of money, sometimes you don't have to rely on common sense that much because you got a lot of money. But in times that are tough, American people anywhere are going to say, you know, I've got to do what's common sense now. You know, I can't buy a new car, even if it's clunkers for cash, and I'm going to end up paying, you know. And they see that, you know, the Democrats are trying to spend all kinds of money when we are in a war and in a almost depression.
Right.
See? And,
mm-hmm,
and,
I agree.
And mother, three words, you know, evolution. I don't know how many words that is. I think it's one word in it. But anyway. anyway, you know that when you pass a big giant bill like this, just like when they started with Medicare, they added on amendments and amendments and amendments.
That's right.
And amendments.
That's right.
This
mm-hmm.
thing, they pass it now and they say it's going to be only costing a certain amount of money. You know, next year they're going to add more. And next year, you were talking about Michigan. You know, we know promises are, you know, with politicians.
Promises are cheap.
Yeah. So anyway, I think October is going to be a big month. And if anybody out there goes to icasualties.org, it's the letter I, casualties.org. Mm-hmm. You'll see that we're losing now, in the last 3 months in Iraq, we lost 25 men. In the last 3 months in Afghanistan, we lost 237 men. It used to be the other way around.
Right, right.
And that's just a huge change. And if Obama doesn't feel that he can continue politically with this, it's all about politics with him. I you know, as far as what the reason is that we are in Afghanistan, I think mostly it's not to lose face, because if we retreat from Afghanistan, you know who's going to show up there in the streets of Afghanistan with a big long beard. Right.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that would not be good. I mean, maybe that's the problem. But again, we go back to the heart of this. It's this willy-nilly nonsense of not, it's like I said, you can get on the plane, make the decision, go to Copenhagen. You cannot sit down with this general. You cannot find time to do this. It doesn't make sense. This should have been definitely a top priority, because money's being spent, lives are being lost, and these are Americans who are getting deployed over and over again. And the American people are obviously very, very weary of this. Tomas, hang through, baby. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's funny, the website that he brought up is a good website to go to. And I'm going to have somebody on the show that's got another website, somebody who actually just came back and served and has some interesting stories to tell about Afghanistan and Iraq, both places, and comparing it. That'll happen next week. On our next show, we're going to talk to somebody about the situation with Iran and what they're doing as far as developing these nuclear warheads and what's going on with the secret facility and all that sort of stuff. That's happening tomorrow on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and gun control laws, local and state ones. What happens there? The court reviewing a lower court ruling that upheld a gun ban in Chicago. That's next.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
All right, as usual, we're talking about a couple of different things here, including Afghanistan and obviously the idea that the Supreme Court, as you know, I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter. And now we know that the court is going to review this court ruling that upheld a handgun ban in Chicago. So you've got gun rights supporters, of course, that challenged gun laws in Chicago. Boy, I have a cousin there that just gets so hot under the collar about that. Of course, he grew up in Texas and says it's just unbelievable some of the ignorance that he sees in the city when it comes to that. And some suburbs as well there, immediately following the decision in June of 2008 that struck down a handgun ban in the District of Columbia, if you remember that. We talked about that a ton on the show. So the new case tests whether last year's ruling applies as well to the local and state laws, if that makes sense to everybody. It should, as I was explaining it before. And you have people coming out of the woodwork on this one naturally, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the new justice, Sonia Sotomayor. Remember, last time things came around, she was an appeals court judge and was part of that three-judge panel in New York that reached a similar conclusion to, you know, what I was just talking about, and this argument over the Constitution. And the Constitution establishing a federal republic where local differences are what you would call supposed to be cherished as elements of liberty rather than usurped in order to produce a single national rule. So it's federalism is an older and more deeply rooted tradition than the right to carry any particular kind of weapon. That was what one of the opinions was that was written. So the basic thing here is looking at arguments over the extension of the Second Amendment. This is going to be now in the laps of the Supreme Court. Make sense? Yeah. 800-259-5791. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
You knew I was going to call when I heard you talk about this.
But
I don't want to be pigeonholed because I waited a week. I wanted to talk to you about the terrorism. But I want us to the gun rights issue reaches back to terrorism, especially in places like New York and Chicago, where people should be able to defend themselves when the police can't make it. But let me make my point. The 14th Amendment, when it was passed in the Constitution, and this is not my opinion, folks. This is facts. Read your history. I've read a lot of books. I'm not going to tout my knowledge of it. But when the 14th Amendment was passed to incorporate the Constitution to the states, it was passed specifically to help freed black slaves have access to guns under the Second Amendment to protect themselves from the Ku Klux Klan and the Bull Connors, and at all in the South, which the Democrats, mostly the Democrats, the racist Democrats did to keep blacks disarmed. So the 14th Amendment does incorporate the Second Amendment. The NRA's top lawyers have written a lot of columns about this, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the Nordyke case said that the Second Amendment is incorporated. The Seventh Circuit and the Second Circuit, which Sotomayor was on, and she should recuse herself from this decision. She said that the Second Amendment wasn't incorporated. For God's sakes, America, it is incorporated. And you'll notice how that people in Chicago, Richard Daley's political machine, the Barack Obama when he was a state senator, he didn't believe in self-defense. The Bloomberg and the so-called mayors against illegal guns, they're all for states' rights suddenly. But when there was a federal ban on assault weapons that applied to the states, they were all for the federal ban, and they didn't give a damn about states' rights. So I'm glad that people are challenging this. But what frightens me is I believe they're going to set up some kind of mass shooting to turn public opinion against it. But the gun laws, the point I'm bringing up is I get nervous. I speak fast. When the terrorism hits, the people are disarmed. And you cannot defend yourself in places like Chicago and New York. Mm-hmm. We have these heavily armed police in New York now on the train stations, and they're mm-hmm. saying that they don't have a credible threat. That's because they do have a credible threat. Remember when I talked to you about after Oklahoma City, they want to hit us again. David Shipper said they want to hit us again. They mm-hmm. have these police patrolling the shopping malls because they want to try a Mumbai-style attack. And where will they try it? In the states like Chicago,
and New York.
And states, because they don't mm-hmm. have a handgun ban. And these terrorists are not stupid. They know you'll be disarmed in these areas. But the larger point is the gun laws have to be – it's too restrictive. And Mayor Bloomberg and his Mayor Against Illegal Guns Coalition, mayors have been dropping out of that because his ulterior motive is to disarm this country, just like George Soros and Obama and Cass Sunstein and Valerie Jarrett. America, wake up. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up is when these people hit us again, and they will – how will you be able to defend yourself? And you will not be able to sue the politicians or the police forces for not being able to protect yourself. You have to have the right to protect yourself. So look at their ulterior motives, their first state's rights, if it keeps you from having a gun. When John Thune had the amendment to allow concealed carry, that, your license is recognized like a driver's license. They were all against it. But now, they're phonies and hypocrites. And the reason I bring all of that up is I wanted to talk about that. It has nothing to do with guns, but it does talk about Chicago. And who the hell would want to have the Olympics in Chicago? The four kids that beat up the black kids.
Oh,
did
I
you
know.
See that? My
yes.
point is, America, Chicago has been run by Daley for 20
yes,
years.
Corruption.
People like Obama, these Democrat politicians, there are no male members guiding these kids. They're gang members. There's no books at home. My point is, these kids are being killed. And the woman that was on CNN, she sort of blamed the administration, but she said, our own are killing our own, meaning blacks are killing blacks.
Yeah.
Look, that's true, but the larger issue is they don't have anybody to go home to, these kids.
Right.
And I know of where I speak because I came from that type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot legislate morality. You cannot legislate having a marriage.
No.
It's the black community. And where is Obama? Where's Charlie Rangel? Where are the rest of them? Where's Richard M. Daley?
On this,
it doesn't have to do with guns. It has to do with Chicago and protecting these kids. And that's it drives me up.
It's sickening. I agree. I agree with you. Some good points, Mark. Thank you. In talking about Chicago, in what he says about, that's right, about the beating and some of the other stuff that has happened. I mean, look at Jennifer Hudson, what happened with her family. In other words, there's just so many guys there, so many young, disoriented youth that are lost in the sauce and he's right, they don't have anyone to look up to. Imagine, let's bring the Olympics to Chicago. And they're drowning in debt, too, because, of course, they're going to have to come up with the money to build the facilities, like I said, even if you wanted to take it from that point of view. So in a nutshell, the U.S. Supreme Court said that it's going to decide whether state and local laws outlawing guns violate the Second Amendment. So this is a very big deal when the Supreme Court tackles this. You can bet there's going to be protests and a lot of people who want to talk about it. Let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Thanks for hanging around, Al. We appreciate it. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, there wouldn't be any United States of America or Canada if it wasn't for guns. Do you think Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett were prancing around out in the frontier in the wilderness there with slingshots or with pea shooters?
Yeah, exactly. They have to have guns.
You know, if we'd had guys, left-wing Democrats running the country back in the 1800s when Lewis and Clark were the first to cross the continent, I think Lewis and Clark probably had guns with them, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
If the United States were ever invaded by China or Mexico or whatever, I think it'd be better off to have your citizens in Switzerland. Did you know that in Switzerland it is against the law not to own a rifle or a shotgun? Every adult, female, I think it's male or female, once you turn 18, you have to take lessons in how to operate a rifle or a shotgun, and you have to own a rifle or a shotgun. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing to be, but if somebody's kicking down your, if a couple thugs are kicking down your back door, what do you want, a telephone to dial 911 or a handgun? I'd rather have a handgun.
I'd rather have a handgun, I agree.
Or better, to have a handgun that is a cell phone. There's a cell phone that you can get that is a dual cell phone and handgun, all in one.
It's perfect.
So that would be good. You know, just tell the guy I'm phoning 911, but you obviously can't wait, so I'll have to shoot you now.
Right, you have no choice, dude. I got the gun pointed right at you, so you make a decision. You're right, Al. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, so Al makes a point. You know, again, the gun thing is, like I said, is going to be very, 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 very hot. Speaking of being very hot, are we out of the financial troubled waters yet? You'll read stories that say, wow, we're really bouncing back, and yeah, the Dow was kind of shaky, but then it shot up later in the day, and blah, blah, blah. I follow it every single day for what it's worth, right? But what people keep forgetting is there is another shoe to drop in the foreclosures. I mean, right now, lenders are ramping up to avoid home foreclosures, but most of the bank folks are saying more than half of the borrowers who get help fall behind again. So you got 50% of homeowners with loans modified in the first half of last year who have missed at least two payments a year later. Some of you might find yourself in this situation, and why? Because it's sad. So many people have lost jobs. They have families. They don't know what to do. And some of the things that the administration is trying to do aren't working. It's not catching up. And, of course, even now with the lenders, for people who do want to get homes, they're only approving, I think it's one out of every three or something like that. So, you know, we're going to see that it's going to drop off even more. There's going to be more people. They're going to have foreclosures, so that housing industry is going to stay upside down for at least another 2 or 3 years. 800-259-5791. We'll keep chipping away at it.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight, Roman Polanski. People are talking about this all over the place. I mean, you know, all over the country people are talking about it. The director who, of course, fled to France, he went through the process of, well, he's not been through the process yet. He could go through the process of being extradited from the United States to, or extradited back to the United States from Switzerland. And almost everybody has an opinion on this. So often when none of us really care about what's going on in Hollywood, this is the one story that not only the famous folks in Hollywood are talking about, but like I said, people everywhere are talking about as to whether or not it's ridiculous that this director should get away with what he got away with and had, you know, kicked up his heels and lived the high life in France. Now, on the other hand, Sharon Tate's sister now has come out and said, listen, he's a good guy, and this was consensual. This was a consensual thing. The woman herself, who was 13 and is now 45, we played a little clip of her the other night. She said she just wants to go away, basically. Samantha Geimer, her name is, because she went there thinking she was having her picture taken, the whole modeling thing and all that sort of stuff. But she doesn't want to go through any more of the questions about it. So Polanski is a Polish-French film guy. He made his first film in the 50s. His big, big breakthrough movie was Rosemary's Baby. I want to say that was in the late 60s. And then he won a controversial Academy Award for The Pianist, if you remember. And a lot of people think that it was consensual. Times, even callers called us on our last show, times were different. And so, you know, shouldn't this just all be erased and go away? It's not being erased and it's not going away. I think he's going to end up doing some jail time for this one. And here's what some of the celebs had to say about Roman Polanski.
I think it's up to the girl, frankly. I think that if she, you know, if she's okay with it and she feels that they're resolved, then who are we to say? But if the victim has issues, then I feel she should have retribution. If somebody drugged and raped my 13-year-old, I'd shoot him. So, I'm just saying.
Well, I have very mixed personal feelings about it. Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems as though
a 13-year-old girl is a 13-year-old girl. You know.
It seems as though, and it's surprising to me, Hollywood has really jumped on the bandwagon in support of Roman Polanski.
What makes me worried is what does that mean for other 12 or 13-year-old girls who are being drugged or seduced or, you know, offered up by their parents. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I just, you know, I don't know what we're saying.
It's such a complicated situation. Obviously, there was a real lapse of judgment there in a very serious way. It's only complicated by the fact that the girl herself said, you know, that she thinks he should be free. So it's such a complicated thing to even talk about here. And who cares what I think about that?
He's probably one of the greatest child molesting directors of all time. I mean, that's something we can all agree on. I agree with that.
All right, the people that you just heard in that little clip there on the red carpet, Julian Michaels, Lisa Kudrow, Patricia Arquette, who, you know, she said, who cares what I think? And there you go. Who cares what the celebrities think? But, of course, winning an Academy Award and his body of work, he's going to draw people out. And Tom Morello was the last guy that you heard on the list. So the Roman Polanski thing will explode if he is extradited to the United States. Speaking of exploding, I mentioned this earlier but didn't finish the story for you. Check this out. Sarah Palin's 432-page memoir isn't going to be released for about 7 weeks, but the tell-all is already number one on Barnes and Noble's website. Wow. Do you know that? So once that was announced, she took over the top spot from Dan Brown. The Da Vinci Code has a new book out. And Mitch Albom, both of those guys sell a ton of books. The book has also moved up Amazon.com's bestseller list to the number three spot. Is just behind Glenn Beck's book. So her book is called Going Rogue, An American Life. And, you know, obviously the reference is the reference that was directed at her, if you remember. So they've got a first printing of 1.5 million copies. And they're not releasing, and I said this on our previous show, any kind of an electronic version until the day after Christmas, because, of course, they're ramping it up for Christmas sales. So people can say what they want about Sarah Palin, and I mentioned this before, too. But it's about buzz, and she's created that. And, of course, in the book industry, they want to sell books. So they got this one done lickety-split and wrote round the clock, basically. And it's going to pay off big time for them, obviously. If just a few comments have been released and already you see it so high on both of the lists that I just mentioned, I think it's quite clear that people obviously are curious about what Sarah Palin, who was, let's face it, relatively unknown as the governor of Alaska, and then watched her be thrust into the spotlight. People are curious, I think, on a couple of different fronts as to what she's going to ultimately say in this book. All right, we talked about the Supreme Court and the handguns, and, you know, our pal Mark from New York called in. He's like me, big time on the Second Amendment, and lives in New York and sees what people in New York go through, and also in Chicago. It's obviously a very similar thing. There's another thing the Supreme Court has agreed to review. They're going to review a civil liberties dispute over the government's power to criminalize support of a terrorist organization. Yeah, they decided to look at one of the key provisions of Remember the Patriot Act and whether it threatens free speech rights of anyone who would assist nonviolent activities of designated groups. Really breaking this down, what the big issue is, whether the congressional law allows prosecution of people with knowledge of any service, training, expert advice, any of that kind of assistance to terrorist organizations, pretty much as designated by the U.S. government. And this all goes back to John Walker Lynn, an American Muslim who was captured on the battlefield in Afghanistan. Remember? And he was part of the Lackawanna Six, the guys from Buffalo, New York, who went to an Al-Qaeda training camp, and then some others as well, who tried to travel to fight on behalf of the Taliban. And this is all part of that material support provision, right? So, man, I'm going to be all over this and watching what they, a lot of people obviously are, is watching what they rule in this. The plaintiff in the appeal is the Humanitarian Law Project, which is in California somewhere. It's a nonprofit that their mission, I looked up their statement, is to pretty much advocate the peaceful resolution of armed conflicts for worldwide compliance. This is on their site, with humanitarian law and human rights law. Wow. So this is a big one, because since it's, you know, in its appeal to the high court, the government is saying since its inception, right, they have, the organization has waged a violent insurgency that has claimed over 22,000 lives. Because you look at, for example, the HLP tried to help the Kurdish Workers Party, which was a group active in Turkey known as the PKK that was founded somewhere in the 70s. And they were labeled a terrorist group by the United States and in Europe. And its leaders have previously called for any kind of militancy to create a separate Kurdish state in parts of the obvious players, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, where Kurds comprise a big, population majority. So that's pretty big when we're talking about what the high court ultimately will decide in this one. Like I said, we'll be keeping a close eye on what's happening there. I'm going to leave you with this thought. It's one of my favorite quotes, I think, of all time. It was Ben Franklin who said, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance."
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here,